clear your mind and climb the tower. Hi everyone, this is Rowan Odom. Today, we're pleased to showcase The Tower, an ambient, experimental audio fiction which combines a concept album and the mystery and drama of a young woman's journey of self-discovery. Join Kiri as she forsakes the hustle and bustle of the modern world and ascends a seemingly infinite tower. Along the way, she will witness sights and sounds which will challenge her very being, and have deeply personal conversations with friends and family on oddly convenient phones left on the tower. Immersive and contemplative, The Tower lays out an experience that is touching and dramatic in turn, inspired by the works of Ryuichi Sakamoto, and evoking introspective adventures like Celeste. You can find The Tower wherever you get your podcasts, or as an ad-free album on their Bandcamp, tincanaudio.bandcamp.com. Part 1, 2, and 3 are available now, with Part 4 coming soon.
Hello, I'm Cody Micah Carmichael, and you're about to be listening to the amazing podcast Syntax, which probably means you're smart, charming, and have great taste. And maybe you're interested in scientists discovering and doing cool things, or you'd like to be one. If that's the case, you should come check out BroadlyEpi.com, where I teach the science of epidemiology, programming, provide summaries of the most recent research, have some software tools available, and a lot more. If you're interested in renting a scientist, well, we have that option too. BroadlyEpi.com, epidemiology, broadly speaking.
Hello, listeners. This is Ty Vaughn, writer for Syntax and voice of Silas Caldwell. I'm thrilled to showcase our sponsors, the exceptional creative software suite, World Anvil. World Anvil is the one-stop shop for tabletop gamers, fantasy and sci-fi authors, or world-building enthusiasts who just can't wait to start getting some thoughts down. This is far from just a wiki editor. They have a number of tools and features available, including world-building templates, an RPG campaign manager, a novel writing and publishing tool, interactive map builders, timeline builders, and more. Your vast web of outlines, character plots, and family trees has a home waiting on World Anvil. Check out the full features using the link below or by visiting worldanvil.com. Subscribe using the promo code in the description of this episode, and you'll get 51% off an annual subscription, and you'll be directly supporting the creation of TSP Network shows. Thanks in advance for checking it out.
Hi everyone, Rowan Odom here. We're pleased to showcase The White Vault, a horror podcast set in the frigid darkness of the Arctic Circle. Follow the adventures of an international rescue and repair team investigating a mysterious signal while navigating the treacherous nature of the polar nightmare they find themselves in. Worst of all, they find they may not be as isolated as they think. Fans of Syntax will love this indie series created by a two-person team. The show balances fictional elements with painstaking scientific, linguistic, oral, and cultural precision and details. The science team hail from all across the globe, a multilingual and multidisciplinary team dealing with their findings as best they can. Filled with masterly crafted foley that places you in the moment with polar bears, howling icy winds, and more. Find The White Vault however you listen to podcasts, or find out more about the show at thewhitevault.com. Subscribe now and delve the waiting horrors.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Listening back to all of these makes me realize what's worth dying for.
This is Alpha. Come in, Upsilon. We've made it out of the canyon. Over.
No response yet?
Nothing.
Hey, I'd be surprised to hear from us too, especially after being out of contact so long.
I'm setting it to repeat.
This is Alpha. Come in, Upsilon. We've made it out of the canyon.
So, what's around us?
Hard to tell, but I think we're at the base of the lighthouse. We're surrounded by rocks that slope down, and the lighthouse is kind of perched on top. Jay and I found a staircase on the other side, too.
Staircase! Great! So it is man-made.
I don't think man-made is the right word.
You know what I mean. Something made it.
Yeah. Look, you said we should get some rest, and
I can rest once I hear from Upsilon.
What if we don't?
Then we're kind of fucked anyway, aren't we?
That's not...
I'm not arguing about this. I can babysit the radio, and you need to rest if we're going to have any hope of leaving this place alive. Go.
Fine. Don't give me that look.
Which one? The "you're tired and do need rest," or the "see how tough it is to convince the team lead to take care of themselves"?
Both. Yeah, okay. You get a little manic being in charge. So what?
So, we're going to have to get her to rest too. She's already teetering on the brink of a psychotic episode.
We all are.
True, perhaps, but...
Perhaps? Silas, Alex has barely spoken two words for hours, days. Lizzie can't decide if she's hellbent on the mission or revenge.
One leads to the other, I think.
Jay's not even psychotic. He's changing right in front of us. I'm getting to the point where I'm jumping at every shadow.
And I'm hearing a weird voice inside the breach.
You're not psychotic either, if the voice is real.
Is it?
You opened the breach. What more proof do you want?
Don't give me that look.
Which one? The linguist suddenly doesn't like making contact with other species? Or the quit whining and focus on our survival?
Touché. Hey.
What?
I still don't understand what's happened fully.
And I don't think you have to. We don't have the time or the means.
No, but maybe... No, not maybe. Definitely. We will definitely pore over all this once we're back at Yas.
Silver linings, Bookworm?
I don't know if we could even call them silver at this point. Maybe collagenous gray?
Silas.
All right. Silver linings.
Good. Now go to sleep.
Alpha, do you copy?
Oh, thank God.
Come in. Over.
Upsilon, this is Alpha. We're still here. What's your situation? Over.
What's our... Alpha, you've been missing for hours. We've been following the beach this whole time. What's your situation? Over.
Long story. We went inside the canyon, and we found a breach down there, except it didn't go anywhere. But then our linguist did something, and it took us to Breach 7, which is under the lighthouse, we think? Over?
Sounds like you've been having a wild ride. We can get the details later. But do I understand you found Breach 7? What about your medic and the specimen? Over?
Yes, this appears to be Breach 7. Negative on the specimen, however. Jays, our medic is holding on. We found a staircase on the lighthouse, so we're going to check it out next. And then, Upsilon, do you know how far you are from Breach 6? Over.
We're moving back toward it. The beach jackknifed, and we're walking back the way we came, more or less. We're either on a peninsula or an island. Not sure which yet. Maybe a few hours by dead reckoning? We've still got a transponder to show us the way. Over.
Good. Listen, Upsilon, if we are on the other side of the canyon, I'm not sure we can make it back. The dead breach was a one-way trip, and there's a new species of cliff dwellers to contend with. I don't think combing the beach is going to get us anywhere. I want your team to head back to Breach 6 and wait for a signal from us. Over.
We can do that. What will you do, and what's the new plan? Over.
We will finish inspecting the lighthouse, then make our return trip. Breach 7 has been located, but the aquatic specimen might be a no-go. I want you to make sure Breach 6 is still open, and then listen for our updates. If you don't hear from us for a period longer than 2 hours, I want you to leave this place. Get a rescue team from Yana's base. Do not try to find us on your own. Understood? Over.
Understood. What about the canyon? You'll be out of contact for longer if you go back down. Over.
If we do make it back, we can extend our update window. For now, stick to the plan. Updates every 2 hours. Otherwise, consider us lost. We may have to sit tight until we can forge our way through, or we might be gone for good. Either way, don't risk any more people. Over.
Roger. Alpha. Lizzie, you do the same. Be careful. All of you. We'll update once we've made it back to Breach 6. Over and out.
Roger. Over and out. No more. Hey, Cass.
Huh?
Hey, it's all right. I got in touch with Upsilon. They're okay.
Oh, good.
Think you can take over for me now? I'm dead.
Yeah, I got you.
Thank you.
Silas Caldwell with an expedition report for Yana's base. That is, assuming anyone ever finds these logs at all.
Silver lining, Silas.
Right. After getting some rest, we're heading up the staircase to see where it leads. No idea if we'll make it to the top of the lighthouse, as the ever-pervasive gloomy darkness still makes it all but impossible to judge distances. And then, there's the issue of our medic.
Jay, for the last time, wait up!
Be careful! You're gonna fall going that fast!
Uncharacteristically, Jay has decided to lead the way up the stairs. Or rather, he's taken off, as if trying to leave us behind. We're keeping pace with him. Barely.
Hurry up! Hurry up! I can't wait any longer!
Pull yourself together! Whatever's up there can wait a damn minute!
Second offer to run up there and grab his ass.
I don't want to risk a fight between anyone. Who knows how high up we are now?
Jay! Stop!
Why?
Because either you're gonna hurt yourself or I'll hurt you! Now stop! Thank you. About time!
Can we gotta move on?
Jay, what is it this time? Why can't you hold up?
I can't wait!
Why?
Jay, what's up there?
I can't... I don't know. That's why I don't know how to explain it. Alex, it hurts so bad.
Do we have to keep going?
Alex, I don't want to leave you two here, but we'll see where the staircase leads, and then we'll find our way back. I promise.
He's only getting worse. We shouldn't-
Alex, hey. Look, we just want to see if we can find the fish thing, okay? We might need it to even go back home. And if there's a chance we're this close, we need to take it. We can do this.
And we will. Trust us.
Woodsy? Can you make it that far? Do you think you can fight it? I'm not going anywhere until you tell me.
I'm sorry for all... for this. It hurts so much. But I can go a little farther. I just... gotta hold it together.
Keep leading the way if it helps.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Is that wise?
If he goes feral again, I'd rather not have him try to climb over us. The staircase isn't exactly spacious.
Ah, I see.
How about instead of thinking about it, I start asking all the questions you love so much.
Oh, God.
Hey, Silas, where do you think this staircase leads? Hey, Silas, who do you think built this lighthouse? Hey, Silas, how old do you think this place is? Hey, Silas.
It is precisely 4,279 years old, Cassius. Tomorrow, in fact. Happy birthday, lighthouse.
Damn. You almost got me with that one.
I had to put every ounce of sincerity I own into it.
That tells me you really are at the end of your rope.
Cassius, the rope was gone the moment I walked inside the breach. And I don't mean breach 6, I mean breach 1. There hasn't been a rope in my life since then. Hell, I wouldn't even ask for a rope. What a hideous life this would be for a rope. When there's so many things that burn and cut and pull apart and tangle and fray and...
Oh, here we go. Not the rope analogy again. First it was, this is no place for a fuse, and now it's a rope?
It's a good analogy!
You know what was good? The silence we had a minute ago.
I think it needs more work.
Back to the old drawing board.
So let me ask you a good question. Any luck on the sigil from Breach 7? Not that it matters.
Oh, yes, actually. Part of the reason we need to explore the lighthouse. I don't have the full sigil translated, but there's something I've realized. The Linkstone sigils are sometimes in multiple parts, like a compound word. This is one of those times, and I've got part of the sigil. The character for light. Which, obviously, leads me to believe the lighthouse may hold our key.
Wait. Did you tell Lizzie this last night?
Yes. She asked.
Fuck. No wonder she wants to get this done before we go back. Ever the director's pet.
Sorry. I didn't really consider that.
Not your fault, I guess.
Inside! It goes inside!
Oh, look at that.
I was starting to worry about the wind. At least we're inside the structure now.
Look around, but stay close. It's hard to see anything in here.
It's going to be so beautiful where we're going.
I don't see anything.
Might be a dead end.
There! Look there! I think we can climb these.
Oh, great. A ladder that goes up to nowhere. Who wants to go first? Whoa! Be my guest. Jeez.
Deep breaths.
I made it!
Wait right there!
I can't wait anymore!
Jay!
Have we finally gone too far?
You're almost there, Silas.
Keep going. I got you. Careful. This platform's pretty narrow.
Where did Jay run off to?
That way. Let's go.
Jay? Alex?
Up here!
Is this it?
I think we're at the top.
What? What is that?
Now look who's asking the silly questions. But if I had to guess, that's probably the light source.
It's a crystal. A floating crystal.
What's holding it up?
I don't fucking know. I don't think there's any support structure, Lizzie. It's hovering in the air by itself.
Magnetism?
Is there a control panel? Or some way to turn it on?
I don't see anything.
Nothing over here.
Jay! Alex! Alex! Jay, are you...
He's mumbling again! We can't stay here!
Okay, let's get him back inside. Jay! You need to come with us. Let's go. Cass, I'm taking him back inside.
Good. We'll be right behind you.
Those will... Marsheed. Alex. Alex, are you there?
I'm right here.
Oh, thank God. I almost gave in.
We're not going back up there again. But we have to come down, okay?
Alex, wait. We need to wait for the others.
I'm not waiting anymore, Silas.
Alex, please. We need their help. Stop.
Come on. Let's go.
Alex.
Damn.
Silas, what happened?
They're headed back down. Alex won't listen to me.
Fuck.
Nothing else to do. I don't see anything else up here, and it's past time for us to try and get back. Let's catch up to them.
What about the crystal?
In a highly scientific approach, Cassius has already inspected it.
I touched it.
Cass!
I'm fine.
For now. Anyway, I don't think we can manipulate it from here, and we've wasted enough time. If there's a way to control it, it's not here. Or we don't understand it enough. Now, let's go. Watch your step.
Where are they?
Don't tell me they already headed outside.
Fine, I won't say it. But I don't see them.
There you are.
We're here.
No, there you are!
Oh,
it's about
finally
time!
Here.
Now, are we going home or not?
The fuck?
Yes! Yes, we are. But if you keep running off like that, You two won't be. When you walk off somewhere, we can't find you. So control yourselves, both of you. Understand?
Understood.
Understood.
Good. Now, let's check on Upsilon, and then we can get off this lighthouse and head for the canyon. What's happening? Are you okay? Over.
Come in, Alpha. Do you read? SOS! SOS! Come in, Alpha.
It's repeating. Keep sending, Lizzie.
Upsilon! Upsilon! This is Alpha. We got your SOS. What's happening? Over.
God, what now?
Could they already be gone?
The radio is still repeating. That means at least it is still intact.
Jin Tamar.
Stay with us, buddy.
Alpha, this is Upsilon. We're in trouble. The goddamn frogs. They cut us off on the way to the breach. We can't make it back. I've lost another two of my team. There's only three of us left. Over.
Shit!
Upsilon, did I read you correctly? There's no way back inside Breach 6. Over.
Yes, yes, for fuck's sake. There's hundreds. We can't force our way through. We're stuck here. Over.
What do we do?
I need to think! Okay, Upsilon? We're going to have to figure this out together, or wait out until reinforcements arrive. Are you safe there? Over.
Negative. I have no idea anymore, but we didn't expect them this far inland. I don't know where we can be safe. Over.
Then you need to try to make it to us. I know this will be very difficult, but if we can link up, we have a better chance of surviving. We're headed to the canyon now. You should too. Follow the beach until you see it, then head inland and find a ridge that leads down. 2 or 3 hours of walking. We'll stay in contact. Understood? Over.
That's crazy! You want us to go further?
The alternative is hoping they don't find you, Allura. I know this is ridiculous to ask of you, but we have a better chance together than separate. We will meet you in the middle, whatever it takes. Understood? Over.
Understood. We'll have to evade the natives. We'll get back in touch as soon as it's safe. Over and out.
Roger. Over and out.
Fuck.
From bad to much, much worse.
Why now? They've been leaving us alone and suddenly... Get inside! Now!
We've got everyone!
The lighthouse! It switched on!
God in heaven.
Jin Tamar!
Jay!
Jin
Stay
Tamar.
With me!
Please,
help
me, Silas! Jay!
Hold it!
I have him! I have him!
Come on, Jay! Snap out of it!
Jay! I'm here!
Get off me.
Jay! I'm right here!
I'm back, please. I'm back. No. No more. Please. Please.
He's back.
Let's see.
What do we do now?
We still...
Lizzie.
What?
I can scout our surroundings.
Are you about to... Cass!
I'll be right back.
Cassius! Be careful.
I will.
What's taking them so long?
I don't know.
We should have left by now!
We still have to deal with the situation at the other breach.
All the more reason we should have left yesterday!
Alex, we could rush over and end up having to wait until the frog people leave anyway. We can't just fight our way through all of—
Says who?
Says me! And in case you need any reminder, I'm still in charge here!
So what? We just take our time, make a few sketches along the way.
Obviously not.
You never know! The next team they send in could need them!
Calm down, everyone! We're going to—
And the next one! And the next one! However many bodies it takes, we're all expendable. But especially the security teams. Right, team lead?
Stop! Stop! Don't!
Obviously not. I will do my best to get Jay back to Yannis. I won't give up, but we have quite a few obstacles to overcome. Do you need a situation report to remind you?
I don't care! I don't care about—
Oh, you don't care? So I'm the one treating teammates as expendables? When I have to manage the risk to Jay and Alpha and what remains of Upsilon? You know, those poor bastards who dropped everything to run and help us, and now half of their team is gone! Upsilon is running to us. We don't have anywhere to go, Alex. If he can't last the 10 minutes this little detour takes, he's a dead man walking.
No. No, he's not.
He isn't, but I seem to have a better grip on that fact than you do. If we could, somehow, beeline to the breach, we'd still have days until he reaches a doctor. Let me remind you, we ran in here as fast as we could. We've given it our best shot. Hells, we're still doing that. But do you want to tell me just how many more need to die until you're satisfied?
That's not what I'm saying.
It's not what you're saying, and it's not what you meant, and blah, blah, blah! The blood price still stands. Nobody's going to care about your motives or your sensibilities. Do you know what I get to read if and when we get back? X many casualties. Look at me. Look at me! Do you see these fingers? This many already dead. You can say it was part of the mission. They knew the risks. And other shit like that. It won't even matter if we save Jay or not. This number right here already hangs over my head. And it might only go up. Do you want to be responsible when there's more casualties than I have real fingers left? Huh? 'Cause it's already getting real close.
You've made your point, Lizzie.
Have I?
Cassius, there you are.
What I miss?
What you find out.
Alex, are you—
Not now.
All right, so I go up top. The crystal is split open and shining. I still don't understand how it's floating, but whatever. I got a good look around while the lighthouse is on. I know compasses are telling us fuck all, but if we say the canyon is running north-south, with south being towards the ocean, there's a land bridge northeast of us. Might make for an easier crossing.
That's good news.
Just one problem. I could see the huge angler snake patrolling around that area. It's big. Or should I say, they're big. There's more than one.
Great.
Further north looks like another ocean. Or more ocean? Whatever, you get it. To the west, it's all featureless. Looks like we are on a peninsula after all. The only other place of interest is something else right below us, between the lighthouse and the ocean.
Oh?
There's a structure jutting out into the water.
A big stone circle with a couple of jetties sticking out.
A dock?
Looks just like the one on Osratu. Or the remains of one. It's in bad shape, but...
Oh, no.
Alex?
No, no! Please! We are not going out there! Right?
Nobody said that. But...
But we might need that specimen if it's out there, like on Osratu. You said it's close?
We just have to make it off the lighthouse. It's not going to be a smooth ride. Breach 7 is on one side, so we'll have to go around and climb down. But if I find the right way, we could be standing at the entrance.
Can you get us there?
I've got the map in my head. We just need to-
No! We can't keep wandering around!
We can, and it's not your decision to make.
But-
Alex!
What?
Alex, it's fine. Just... get me out of here. It's fine.
Cassius, what do you have there? That glowing thing.
Oh, yeah. After I got a look around, I checked out the inside of the crystal.
You got inside it?
No, I just reached in with a specimen bottle. I scraped against some kind of mass. I couldn't get a look at it. The light's way too bright for that. But I think I managed to scrape some off. Thought it might be useful.
Gods! Cassius! Who knows if that light was harmless?
I would, if you'd bother asking me anything anymore.
Well, I'm not. I'm going to get in touch with Upsilon, let them know to try and make it to the bridge. Then, Cassius, you'll lead us to the dock, and we'll see if we can find that damned specimen. If not, it's off to the bridge. We'll figure the rest out from there.
Was there...
I'll tell you later. Let's... Alex, come on. We...
She said she'd take care of us. And now...
Alex, come on now. We may need that specimen to even get home. And it's two birds, one stone if it helps Jay. Right, Jay? You can make it. Just a little longer.
A little longer. A little more. Away.
Let's go.
Do you think she was too hard on Alex?
No. No, I don't. Tough shit that we're coming apart like this, but Lizzie's right.
I agree, but it might have been handled better.
No, I don't think it could. We've known each other a while, Sai. You know I'd find a different way if I thought one existed. But when push comes to shove, the boss is the boss.
I'm beginning to worry the lighthouse did scramble your brains a bit, Cass.
Would you even notice the difference? No, but seriously. I know you think I'm two steps shy of an anarchist, but do you think I dislike the man just for the hell of it?
Yes.
You know it. But, also, I like flying solo, because then I don't have anyone else to look after. But this could never be done with just one person. And that makes things complicated real fast.
Lizzie did say as much when they were arguing.
And that's why I agree Alex can't have any say.
Because she's emotionally compromised.
Because she'll be even more so if she has a hand in making the decision. When I do let someone boss me around, Bookworm, there's only two reasons. The first is when that person knows more about how to handle my situation than I do. That's why the government, my parents, and churches are all excluded automatically. But if I'm rock climbing, scuba diving, I'm gonna listen to my instructor, word for word, no questions.
I want to argue, but continue.
The second reason, and maybe even more important, is any situation when it's more than just my ass on the line. That's why I go alone. Because when something gets me, eventually, it'll be nobody's fault but my own. Nature is cruel, but there's no fairer judge in the universe than your own luck versus anything you encounter. But you put others' lives on my back, and suddenly every decision has to be checked and double-checked. It's agonizing.
Didn't you want to lead the Breachers when this all started?
Yeah, for sure. But I'd never do it again. Actually, no matter how bad things get, it's infinitely worse to be in charge. But what I'm telling you is some hard-earned hindsight. All I saw when I took charge was the fame. Then I saw the price tag and paid it.
So when you say Alex can't help us make the decision...
What I'm really saying is Alex can't help us bear the guilt. That's what Lizzie won't allow. Maybe we should be running. But even on the tiny chance that would even pay off, we can't let Alex figure it out later. You don't think Alex is a sociopath, right?
Of course not.
Right. Me neither. But you can act in a way that's heedless of others under pressure like this. But when Alex goes back to being her normal self...
God willing.
Then she'll start to unpack all the decisions she's made. If things go well, she won't look too hard. But if they don't... Then she'll nitpick every last detail of this whole mission. She'll blame herself. Then, when her emotions can handle it, she'll start looking outward again. She'll blame the depths. She'll blame God. But then, finally, she'll land on something way more concrete. She'll blame Beckett. She'll blame us. She'll blame Lizzie.
But is that right?
What else do you think leaders are for, Sai? It's mass casualty logistics. We reduce the amount of injuries as best we can. Only Lizzie took this wound, for all of us, the moment she raised her hand to accept the role Beckett gave her. It was small, at first. The thrill carries you forward, makes you blind. But then, you begin to feel just how heavy that burden is. And Lizzie, being a decent person, if very grumpy recently, understands that putting it to a vote spreads that wound back to all of us. And then there's no point. Anything she's done to take the blame, or the praise, all out the window.
This also means Elizabeth has already given up on Jay. In her mind, at least. Taking the long route and not giving Alex any choice.
Nah, I don't think so. Because if we're successful, then no lasting harm has been done. We're stressed as fuck right now. But Alex and Lizzie could patch things up. Hell, Alex might wise up and be thankful she doesn't have to make the rounds with Upsilon's family members in the long run. But she can't think about them. She's buried deep in survival mode, and all she can think about is Jay. But now, more than ever, we trust Lizzie, because win or lose, we'd like to have something to cling on to, even if that's just one person's psyche that can at least mend and move on.
So that's the trade-off. No responsibility, no fame, but no guilt.
And that's why running off by yourself is always the best option. You can get some glory on your own. Maybe not as much as a team, but the alternative's way worse.
Is it now?
Yep. Well, wait a minute.
Oh, you can't be having second thoughts now, Cassius. I heard it firsthand. I'm sure the Alka could furnish us with divorce papers upon request.
Yeah, well, what if I like running away on my own with you? What then?
Solitude is nice. Families and teams can be devastating, but also fulfilling. We can't bear putting the weight of guilt on Alex only because we met her in the first place.
Love and loss or some bullshit like that?
Precisely.
Have I mentioned I hate it when some poet turns out to be right after all? Fucking awful feeling.
It's never any better for the poets, I assure you. They'd tell you not to shoot the messenger.
And yet, someone has to pay for this, like I just finished telling you. Keep that in mind when you write our story. Sucks to be you, Bookworm.
Cass,
Yeah?
For as long as I remember, you've always called me Bookworm.
Do you not like it? I can stop.
No, it's... It wasn't terribly original, but I always liked it. And you managed to give it quite the ironic meaning over time. And maybe... Maybe it's not so much the word, so much as how you say it.
Are you getting sappy on me? Now of all times?
No, I was... I'm going somewhere with this, I swear. Killing time while we climb down, that's all.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I ever really gave you a nickname.
Cass isn't good enough?
No, it's perfectly fine. Of course! I just...
Loosen up, Sai. I get it. You don't have a pet name.
A what?
That's what it's called. Like how Greg and June were always, oh, my honey bunches. Oh, my bristle brush. Remember? Because he had the beard.
Ghastly.
Oh, having second thoughts. Do you want to make one or not?
Yes.
All right. What did you have in mind?
Well, I was hoping to ask you for an opinion.
No. I can tell you if I like it, but you can't go and ask me to just give you one.
Why not?
Because.
You gave me one, and it was good.
Yeah, and I thought of it. You can't outsource this. It has to come from the heart, Silas.
This sounds like a rule you made up.
Cross my heart and hope to die, stick a Kabutal in my eye.
That's not funny. Fine. We'll play it your way. Let's see. Mine was occupational, so...
Flying Squirrel is a call sign, remember?
Right. How about... Why is this exponentially more difficult than I thought it'd be?
Say the first one that comes to your head.
Deer.
Too generic.
Ugh.
Okay. I won't make fun. I'll just say yes or no. Try again.
Amor.
No.
Captain.
No.
Partner. In crime.
No.
Plants. No. Animals.
Oh?
Oh. I don't think I've ever established what your favorite animal is.
No, you haven't.
So?
So, it'd be a giveaway. And I think I'd like it.
Aha! Now I'm getting somewhere. Dolphins.
No.
Penguins.
No. Well, maybe. No.
Spider? No. Not spiders. Snakes?
No.
Moths?
No.
Damn.
You can't be done. You just rattled off the ones we've encountered.
I mean, you're the biologist, not me.
And yet, this should be so easy.
I'll have to think about it.
Suit yourself. I'll be here.
I hope so.
Oh, hello, V.
Hello, June. Cleaning Alpha's quarters again?
Yes.
For the third time since they've been gone?
Gotta have it ready for everybody once they make it back.
Oh, I agree. Where is Vox?
Oh, he likes to hide away when I'm cleaning. Check the rooms. I might have shut the door on him.
Vox! Where are you? Vox? Silas's room is too austere for hiding. And this is one of the rare moments you can see Cassius's floor. Well done, June. Vox? Oh, June? Did you leave Alex's room as is?
I left her pillow fort alone. She hates it when I move things around anyway.
Oh, there you are. There. All the vacuuming and cleaning and nasty noises will be over soon. What do you have here, Vox? I'll be right back. Don't worry. June, do you recognize this one?
Phew! What have you got there? A recorder? It's not one of mine. Where'd you find this?
In Alex's room.
Alex? Is there anything inside?
Nothing. There's no memory card and the battery's dead.
She must have left it running when they headed out.
What was she recording in the first place?
Wouldn't know if we don't have the memory card.
So, she left the recorder running, but remembered to grab the card. I think we need to investigate.
Well, here we are. So what now?
I know this is asking you a stupid question, but you don't suppose this dock is laid out exactly like the one on Osrothu, do you, Silas?
I have nothing to back that up with, but the structure is the same.
Then we need to find the chamber and head down, while, hopefully, not getting soaked.
That's gonna be a lot harder than Osrothu.
Yeah.
I can try it on my own. No sense in sending us all out there.
And if the specimen knocks you out, like it did to Jay the first time, what's your backup plan? You feeling up for a sprint, Jay?
I can do it. I think I can. It's a little better now that we're away from there.
I don't see any other choice. I'm not leaving anyone, and I'm not sending you alone. We time in between the largest waves, run out there, and close the door behind us. And we pray to all the gods that's enough. At least the dock gives us some cover. Maybe in small amounts the water's fine.
Maybe.
Who am I kidding? This is suicide! But we've made it this far. Alex, grab Jay, lead him between us. I've got the rear. Cassius, get that door open and closed. Fast.
Roger.
On my mark. Go! Go!
I don't see it.
Look around! Quick!
Nothing!
Over here! Move!
Push as hard as you can!
It's not budging!
Again! We don't have time!
Wait. Give it everything, now!
Go, go!
That was...
Down, down! Get down! The seal's broken!
Okay, it's holding.
Not very well.
It's enough.
I've got the lead. Another moon pool. Do we finally get lucky?
Don't! There's no wood to knock on.
Odd. There's no statue. No inscription. Is the pool identical?
Yes, and there's something at the bottom.
All right, what's the plan?
Alex, you might as well close your ears.
You're gonna have Jay fetch it again, aren't you?
If there is an infection, he's already infected.
What if it makes him worse?
What does worse look like to you?
Jay? Jay, get back!
Mulude machine!
Jay, wait!
Stop! Alex, stop!
Dinkintar, Maggie Marshindak.
What is he doing?
Kish.
He's not going in. He's beckoning.
Milud, Septo, Machine, Kintar. Milud, Jintar, Septo Kotev. Jintarma.
It's going back down!
What do we...
Alex! Stop!
Alex!
God damn it, she grabbed it! Now she's out cold.
I'll get her.
Cass.
No choice. Does she have the squishy thing?
Yes. Yes, no. She's got it.
No. Not her. Not her!
Jay, calm down.
No.
Please calm down.
No,
listen to me.
No,
we have to get her out of here.
I got her. Let's go. Lizzie, you'll
you
have to
go. You said they'd take me, not her.
Oh my gosh, Frogs, run.
Oh, fuck. Go.
You can't have her! I won't. I won't let you.
Jay, we need to leave!
Go!
Fuck off, not without you!
Go! Don't let them take her! Now run! Run!
No!
Jay!
Get moving! Run, or we're all dead! Quiet! I need to listen. Now! Quick!
We should seal it.
No point. Leave it open. If he's going to make it, that's his only chance. Now run!
Fuckers!
We're cut off!
What do we do?
I am... Jeremiah, you won't touch my breachers! Jay!
Jay, you...
He's...
Jay, we can fix this. You need to...
No time, Jintarma. Tom, run.
No! Run!
Out of here.
But
he's gone. Cassius. We need to get her home.
I know. Help me. Let's go.
Syntax is a podcast by Twin Strangers Productions and is licensed under an Attribution ShareAlike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed and produced by Stella Rowan Odom and written by Ty Vaughn. Silas Caldwell is played by Ty Vaughn. Cassius Thatcher is played by Beth Sage Fong. Elizabeth Bellinger is played by Morgie B. Alex Yard is played by Jules Christine. June Dawson is played by Renee Helsel. Jeremiah Woods is played by Elgin Smith. Miss Evelyn Vo is played by Kyla Crockett. Additional voices provided by Stella Rowan Odom, Adam Robinson, Landon Wisnant, Bill Simons, Marvin Soul, Nikki Anto, Pele Freed. The music in this episode was created by Non-Binary and was used with permission. Find more of their music in the Spotify link in the description. Find out more about the show on syntaxpodcast.com, link in the description. If you enjoyed this episode, rate us on your favorite listening platform. It helps us out tremendously.
Know the depths, wish for more.
Special thanks to our Indiegogo backers who supported us this season. Micah Carmichael, Jen Schabel, Jamie Henderson, Leanne Egan, Flo, Audrey Feltner, Fox, Katrina Rogers, Jose Sanchez, Johan Kingsley, Kit Hardig, and thank you to Mimi for your love and support. Always. This show was made on the Twin Strangers Productions Network. You can support the creation of new and ongoing audio dramas by subscribing to our Patreon. Visit our website to find the latest news and updates about other shows at twinstrangersproductions.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.